This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Streaming all across the country with the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, where you can also watch the Capitals and the Washington Wizards. And joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is the head coach of the Wizards, Brian Keefe. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Dude, I was thinking about this. Are you so locked in on the league and your own business that you don't even pay attention to college hoops at this point? Or are you also, like any other fan, keeping an eye on things?
I know what's going on a little bit. I didn't really watch any of the games last night, to be honest, yet.
Right.
But I played in the tournament a long time ago, so it's always a cool time of year, so it's fun for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any good personal NCAA tournament memories that you want to share?
I mean, unfortunately, I played at UNLV. We lost to Princeton my one year that we made it, and I work John Thompson, who I work with now, was an assistant coach on that team, so I'll have to see him today, and he'll probably remind me of
that. Can you remind us who was on that UNLV team with you?
The team I played on that year had a guy named Tyrone Nesby, who was a Washington Wizard, if you guys remember, and Keon Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we had a guy named Sean Marion, who was a pretty good player.
He was pretty good.
What's he doing now?
You know, I think he's got a part ownership of a team down in Australian in their league.
Gotcha.
And, you know, obviously, he had a terrific career.
Talking to Coach Brian Keefe from the Wizards, powered by Verizon. So you've been playing better basketball here over the last 10 to 12 games. What has been the biggest difference?
Yeah, we've gotten way – it's a combination of things, but we've gotten way better defensively over this stretch. And then obviously I think the additions of some of our veteran guys have helped, and, you know, and our younger guys and the guys who've been here all year just have – you know, establish really some good habits. And I think those things coming together at the right time has improved our play. And that's what we wanted to do, is just get better each month. And we've shown that. So I've been really happy with our group of how our play has been, for sure.
So before you jumped on, Eric and I were having a conversation about Alex Saar. And I looked up some of his numbers. Since the All-Star break, his scoring has gone up about 4 or 5 points. His three-point percentage has gone up, I think, 6 or 7%. What have you noticed about Alex? Is it just him getting comfortable with the NBA game? We all know the potential he has, but he's really come on since the All-Star break.
I think it's all those things that, you know, when you're a guy coming into the league, you know, there's always an adjustment period, but he's kind of just progressed each month for us. Obviously, we're seeing the shooting and the scoring going up, but it's a little bit of everything. It's his playmaking ability, his ability to drive, and then it's the most important thing for us is his defensive versatility, you know, able to protect the rim, you know, guard on the perimeter. We love how Alex is progressing. We still got some more time during the year, so we're looking forward to that.
Coach Keefe, how does it feel to own the Denver Nuggets with the latest installment being that Jordan Poole buzzer beater late from 35 feet out in Denver? That had to sting the home crowd, I would think.
That quieted it pretty quick. That was a great game. That was, you know, back and forth there at the end, and you know, hit some big threes. Jordan hit a few, and then he obviously hits a big one. Alex hit a big one in the corner. Keyshawn hit one in the corner. This shows you our team's growth, that we're able to close out those type of games on the road, hostile crowd. Really impressive win.
That's not a play you draw up when a guy jacks it up from that far away, right?
We drew that one up. That's actually one of the ones we work on, because he practices these shots all the time. He's got unbelievable range, and we've said, okay, look, not everybody's going to pick you up that high, because it's really hard to get a shot at that time of the game. Mm-hmm. So we actually had worked on that one in practice earlier in the year, and we went for it, and now he's got to hit it, and man, he hit that shot. He switched that one. That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at basically every level of basketball how much better players are. But when you get to the NBA level, I'm wondering, from that type of range, if Jordan Poole's not defended, he's just practicing. I mean, that's a bomb, right? If he takes 100 of those shots, how many does he make?
He probably makes 70.
It's incredible.
Oh, what? From 35 feet?
And then, like, because I saw something recently, like, it was just went viral. It was Luka Doncic taking, like, a tunnel shot, and he shoots it up about 100 feet high, and he makes it. We see Steph Curry do that. If an NBA player takes a half-court shot, all right, and they take it 100 times, how many are they making?
It depends on the player. Jordan probably, I mean, surprised. I don't know what the number of Jordan is, but he usually finishes his workout sometimes shooting a half-court shot, and it doesn't, I think he has to finish it, like, with a half court, and it doesn't take him many times to finish it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the amount of work some of these guys do, and Jordan is a great example of that for our team. Like, this guy is constantly in the gym working on his craft. It's amazing to watch these guys, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about Corey Kispert this year. What have you seen from Kispert in terms of his development? Everybody knew he could shoot heading into the league. It seems like he's developing more and more of a game attacking the basket.
Yeah, I think that's what people don't realize. Corey is not your typical just stand behind the three-point line shooter. He's a guy who can shoot off the move. He's a really elite finisher, and that's even going back to last year. He's a really good pick-and-roll setter. He's got a really unique offensive skill set, and he's gotten significantly better on the defensive end. So he's one of those guys like Jordan that, like, the amount of diligence that he puts into his game, this is not an accident that he's turned into the player he's become. Unfortunately, we know the injury here. It's unfortunate the season is over, but I think he really was progressing here like the rest of our guys month to month. I was really pleased with how Corey was playing.
Joined by Brian Keefe, head coach of the Wizards, powered by Verizon. So I'm expecting he's going to make a full recovery, ready to go by the beginning of next season. Is that the latest on him?
Yeah, he will be pretty much recovered by almost when the off season. So it won't affect his off season training at all. But unfortunately, we won't get him back for this year. Hmm.
Coach, getting back to Jordan. I'm sorry, to Alex. Just kind of looking at the numbers, so and I'm not sure if JP asked you about the actual numbers. I was coming in a little late from the water fountain. So 12.5 points a game. He's about 7 boards a game. He's getting close to 3 assists. I know the blocks you were expecting to be right around where they are. He's almost at 2. Yeah. Are those overall numbers kind of what you expected, or did you think they'd be a little higher?
You know, I never go into a season expecting, you know, hey, this guy's going to do this exactly. I think for us, The most importantly, especially for a lot of the guys who are just establishing themselves in the league, is are they going to progress and get better each month? And I think that's what's the most important thing. And I think that leads to where Alex is today. It's like you can see it with the stats. That's the easy part, but you can really see it for us, like how he's playing and how he affects winning. When he's on the court, you can feel him defensively. And then the offensive stuff is, it's a variety of things. He's got a unique skill set of being able to be a big who can roll the rim and finish, but also pop and make threes and then play make. Like, we put the ball in his hand. That's why for a first year center, that's a pretty good number for assists, where he really sees the game, makes passes, see the open man, makes great reads. So I think the game's slowing down for him, which is what we wanted, but some of that stuff just takes time. So it was more like, how can he just progress each month, each week? And I think that's what we're seeing now. It's just getting better and better. And it's still got a long way to go, but we're like where he is right now.
Yeah, good point. I mean, the last 11 games, he's averaging 17 a game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's head coach Brian Keefe, who's powered by Verizon. Thanks for joining us, coach.
Thanks, guys. Are we going to see you guys in any games this year, the rest of the year?
I have to make it out. 100%. There aren't that many games.
100%.
Many more games left.
How many more home games are left, Case?
I'll have to double check the number.
Yeah.
How many more home games you got, coach?
You guys will probably know better than I would, to be honest. I know we got one today. That's
yep,
all
got
I know.
The magic tonight.
All right. Magic tonight. Yeah. All right. We'll let you know.
We'll be out there.
Thank you, coach.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
Got to stop Paolo.
Paolo and the Wagner brothers. They got both of them. They got all the Wagners on the
Magic. Healthy now?
I'm not sure.
The Wagner brothers?
Franz leads them in scoring with like 25 a game, 24 and a half per game.
I feel like he's extending the olive branch to the Junks every week.
100%.
I feel like we need to maybe get over there and shake his hand or something.
Shake his hand.
Sure. If you want to shake his hand, like I'm good.
Make your presence known.
I'm good with sitting at the end of the bench, hanging out with my man Rashawn Holmes and Justin. Is it Champagne or Champagne? I'm not sure.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool hanging out with those dudes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure to go to games last night. Yeah. Go on Saturday.
Don't they know that we're old and washed up?
I went twice this week. It's too much.
You won't go tonight.
You'll go again.
You won't go to the Wiz Magic game tonight.
Unlikely.
There's a lot of sorcery in that game. Wizards and Magic getting together. There's going to be a lot happening at Capital One.
Unlikely.
Looks like Franz is healthy. I'm not sure about his brother because
Mo is my favorite because he used to play here.
Yep,
he's my favorite Wagner.
I don't know what's more fun though. The suites are always fun, but I actually like all the experience of the other things. I like the sitting behind the basket, whatever they call it, the Hennessy Loft.
The Hennessy Loft is great.
And then I like, whenever they have the lounge is open.
Yeah, they're great. Those are amazing, too.
I went to the Ultra Lounge last night, my first time in the Caps game, and they had a really nice spread. I had some salmon.
Very good.
Nice. Some, I think, porterhouse sliced up.
Very nice.
Mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts.
That sounds like
I might go just for the food.
That's a well-rounded meal you had there at Capital One, JP. Well done.
We really
and
are.
And I had three quarters of an IPA.
Three quarters? What are you doing? Nobody likes a quitter. You got to drink the whole thing.
I'll tell you what. It's going to come down. Our bet is going to come down to like that last
What's
three
your guys'
games.
Number? 19?
No. I think we can go.
For the Wiz?
I think they can win 19. I think if they win 20 or 21. I'll have to go back and look. It might be 21. But
have you counted how many games they have left?
I'm guessing like 15 games left.
Okay.
They've got 8 home games left.
Okay.
But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you guys are going to be sweating it.
Maybe 14 games. So 14. Yeah, so they can't go 6-8.
Hmm.
I don't think they're going to go 6-8.
I think we're okay, but Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton may have messed it all up.
Yeah, keep those guys on the bench.
Yeah. We're rooting hard for Orlando tonight.
Play the youngins.
A little bit later in the show, we've got Jeff Ehrman. If you missed us talking about the University of Maryland situation, of course, they play today. But we talked about Kevin Willard and what he said and the AD maybe bouncing to SMU and Willard wanting a bigger contract and some assurances. We'll get the inside skinny from Jeff Ehrman, the founder of InsiderSports.com. That's coming up at 9:25 here on The Junkies.